Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, May 11th, 2015, More Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. Tonight's call is being recorded and will be available for playback on our moresuccessteam.com website. But to begin tonight's call, I want to go straight to Kyle, Texas, and the More Success Team Bronze Executive Directors Barbara and Manley Wilson, who just received their $1,000 bonus as part of the Rise to the Ring promotion. Barbara and Manley, you guys on?
We certainly are, Randy. Can you hear us?
I can. Congratulations. It seems like every week we're congratulating you guys about doing something new and bigger and better. So tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Hey, Manley, you opened two new groups last week too, didn't you?
Yeah, we kind of hit both of them there together. It was a good week for the Wilson Group last week. It was just super excited. We know when they came out with the announcement, Run for the Ring, that we definitely were going to put our 2 feet forward and stay in the game till we got it done. And we were able to get phase two of that done. Actually, we've done it about 2 months ago, and I guess they're running a little behind. But, you know, we did our actually ended up doing almost a 20% increase. I think it took a 10% increase over the year before to get there, but we definitely didn't want to stop at the finish line. So we kept pushing and did almost a 20% increase on that as well. But we're super excited. Barbara and I have been out here working. Y'all been leading by example. You know, it's all about just going out and meeting and greeting people and sharing what we have here. And the big thing, I think we always ask for referrals. You know, we're out and about, and when we're sharing the membership, we're always asking for more referrals. And that, too, has led us into group after group after group. And that's just a portion of our what we do here to head off towards that $100,000 ring. And we're certainly going to try to hit it by the end of the year. But I'm going to turn it over to my lovely wife here, Barbara, because she's as much part of this as I am.
Thank you so much. It's such an honor to be on the call with all of the Moore team because we are such a family, and it means so much to us to be working alongside of you. And all of the Wilson team, our team, has been so supportive, and they have just worked very hard, and they have been working with us and supporting us through our efforts. And we just got off of a wonderful Super Saturday here in Austin, and the teams are growing. We're growing in all directions. We're trying to do all facets of the business. It's just because we didn't plan that. It's just sort of all working out that way, that we're all reaching out, and we stuck and stayed long enough that people know us as those Legal Shield people, and they come back to us, and it's so encouraging because not every day is a good day, but we've had a lot of good days all in a row lately, and we're so grateful for that. So I just want to say thank you to the Moores, thank you to our team, and thank you to the good Lord for helping us have some fun with the business. And hasn't been all work. It's been a lot of fun with all these wonderful people that we're working with, too. That's all I have to say. We love you. I'll turn it back over to y'all, and thank you again for letting us be on the call.
Well, we're so very proud of you and Manley and the job that you guys are doing and building a huge team and your leadership down there in the Austin area. But I know your next big step is earn your $100,000 ring by December 31st of this year. And there's no doubt with the momentum that you have that you're going to be walking across that stage and be the next $100,000 ring earner on the More Success team. So keep up the good work, and we're just extremely proud of you and, of course, your efforts. All right, now to introduce tonight's special guest speakers, I want to go straight to Ada, Oklahoma. Of course, he is an original Millionaire Club member. He's a Platinum 5 Executive Director, a $500,000 ring runner who continues to lead our More Success team now after over 30 years, and that's none other than my dad, Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on?
Yes, I am, Randy, and right off the bat, I want to thank everybody who's been praying for me. I'm still having little problems. I'm getting better every day, so thank you. God bless you. You know, I just heard my friend Millie Baker on a while ago, Randy. You know, she's had a lot of problems, everything from brain surgery to open heart surgery. Yeah, she's on the call tonight. Been on the team 30 years now. So, Millie, I know you recruited somebody new last week, so I want to congratulate you and say thank you for being on the team. And Randy, this next speaker is not only a great motivator, He's a dedicated worker. He works very hard. He's very articulate. He puts things together good. He's a $100,000 ring earner, executive director in Performance Club, Power 20. Got a smile on his face, God in his heart, and money in his pocket. Mr. Ryan Burns.
Thank you so much, Mr. Moore. Can you guys hear me okay?
I can hear you. A little static, but I can hear you, Ryan.
Okay. All right, hopefully that's a little bit better. But, you know, once again, every time I hop on this call, you know, I'm always just honored and humbled as I hear the people logging on and the people speaking, my mentors and my heroes in this business. You know, I even, as I hear Randy Moore and Ken Moore, I mean, these guys, every convention, you have a chance to just to shake their hand and, you know, three generations of Millionaire Club members, $250,000 a year income earners. It's an inspiration. So thank you guys for your story. Thank you for allowing me to hop on. Other people I hear hopping on the call, Miss Linda Bowden. I remember going out to New Mexico for a Super Saturday training, and you know, I saw this lady look very sharp and professional, taking notes vigorously. Probably had three or four notes, and then I had a chance to meet her at the end of the event. And I looked down at her finger, and I saw that she had the six-figure ring on. And I was just thinking, wow, you know, what an awesome, amazing example of somebody who's just always learning, you know, and always just the humble attitude. You know, it's no wonder why she's had so much success and, you know, countless other people that I'm sure are on this call that I haven't had a chance to say anything about. So, again, thank you guys for having me on the call. You know, I think there's a lot of people who might know my story and maybe a few haven't. So I'll quickly not spend a lot of time there, but just an introduction. I've been with Legal Shields for about 7 years. And when I got started working with this company, it was just a way for me to make a little extra money on the side of my full-time job. I graduated in psychology from the University of Utah. I loved my job up there, but I had a 4-year degree and did all those finals, all those tests. And all I really had was a $13 an hour job to you know, speak of after all that, you know, finals and midterms and studying and book costs and tuition costs. And I had, you know, debt. And $13 an hour is not what you have in mind when you graduate. But there weren't any 60,000, 80,000 salary jobs knocking on my door trying to offer me a position. And I started realizing that, you know, in the real world, you've got to network your way to a good position, a good company, and just because you have a degree, it's not enough. And I didn't have those kind of connections. I didn't have that situation. So I did what a lot of people do, is I started signing up to go to more school, to go get my master's or doctorate degree. You know, that's what a lot of people do, sometimes because they know exactly what they want to be, and sometimes people do that because they don't have any clue of what they want to do with their life. And I was the second, you know, option there. So that was when Legal Shields found me. I didn't know what to do with my life. I had a $13 an hour job after 4 years of school. I was applying for more school, taking the PCAT, you know, some tests for, you know, some colleges that I wanted to go to get accepted. And you know, somebody called me up and, you know, maybe write this down for your notes. They said, I've got something I want to show you. You may or may not be interested, but there's going to be some free food there. You know, so that's a different line than some of you heard, is that last part, because that's what got me. And I laughed and I told my friend that was inviting me out to lunch, and I said, hey, you should have started with free food. I'm there, you know. And so I came out to that lunch. I saw the information, and quite honestly, I had seen, you know, six or seven presentations of other home-based business opportunities. I live in Salt Lake City, Utah, so some of you might know that it's like the home-based business capital of the planet, you know, out here. You know, I'm driving, you know, down, you know, just when you go down our I-15 freeway, you'll see another home-based business company billboard every 2 miles. You know, it's, you know, so I had been to a few presentations, to say the least. The difference with this one is it just, it didn't feel like a lotion or a potion or a powder or a pill that seemed maybe more expensive than something I would ever pick up at Walmart or any other store. I know there's some great companies, some great products out there, but there was just never something that really got me excited. But this, the difference was, is it felt like it was a product that was marked down, not marked up, you know, $200-$300 an hour versus $20-$30 a month. I mean, I thought that was such an amazing value that people could have a product. You could save them so much money. I thought of, you know, somebody who had recently been talking about getting their will done, and I knew they were about to pay $800 for that will. And I learned through Legal Shield they could have done that for free for, you know, $30 monthly membership. And so I just thought, what an awesome opportunity to be able to help people. And so I did. I got started working with this company. you know, because I like the product. My father had services for 14 years, so I definitely knew that the product was good. I mean, that was another, obviously, you know, a big decision in me getting started working with this company. My father used the service. He knew nothing about the opportunity, but he loved the service. He used it for himself and for us as kids. I didn't realize, you know, he was using Legal Shield for the issues that we had growing up when we had a speeding ticket. No wonder we had an attorney come to court with us. I didn't realize my dad wasn't paying him to be there for us, you know, and just when he was audited. And, you know, so I knew that I fell in love with what I saw in the presentation. When I made the connection, my father had the services, I saw an opportunity for myself. So I got started, jumped in, kind of fell flat on my face the first 3 months, I would say. You know, first month I made $300. That was exciting. Second month, made $300. I was mad. Third month, I made $300. I was really mad and I almost quit. But fortunately, I had a sponsor and mentors that taught me how to be a core associate. And being a core associate just means you follow the 10 core commitments. They were very simple. You know, I attended a training. I attended a briefing every week. And every time I attended one of those, I learned a little more and I got a little more excited. And even though I was struggling, you know, it was just enough to kind of keep me hanging in there. If I wasn't attending those and if I hadn't been sold out on being a core associate, following those 10 things religiously, I would have been done 6 weeks in. I would have quit because I just would not have had the vision to fight through some of the difficulties that I experienced. Not everybody's going to experience some of the challenges I had, but I'd never done anything like this before. I'd never worked for myself. I'd never, worked for definitely never worked for my, you know, a home-based business before. And so a lot of the experiences that some people might have been able to get through in some other, you know, experience that they've had throughout their life, I never had those things. So I didn't realize you weren't supposed to make $10,000 a month on your first month. I didn't realize some of these things. But fortunately, I attended a training, and it changed everything. I mean, it was an event that just really opened my eyes, and I realized I was saying too much. I realized I was trying to convince everybody. I wasn't just letting people make an educated decision by using the system and using the tools. So, you know, we started following that system a lot more clearly. We started doing it with a much better attitude, which is something I'll also talk about kind of on the tail end of the call. But everything changed. That one event was everything. It's what flipped the switch. I don't know if it was necessarily I started working harder, but I think it certainly was that I believed in what I was doing much more. And that belief factor alone, without adding any hours to the business, it just was a different posture and excitement that I had when I was speaking to people, because I didn't think this was a good idea. I already knew it was a good product, but I didn't think this was opportunity was a good idea. I knew it was. I knew that there was people out there who needed what we had. And so I approached people with a different, you know, passion. And we started having, you know, making more doing this part-time than my full-time job was paying me 4 months in. So if you're struggling, just hang in there. There's one missing puzzle piece. There's one key that's going to turn that lock, that's going to unlock your business. For me, it was that one event. But because I was sold out on never missing an event, I went to every week. Every week I went to my briefing. Every week I hopped on my team call. I never missed for those 9 months, those first three months. Never missed any of those things. And for me, it came 3 months in. 4 months in, we're making more doing this part-time than my full-time job. 6 months in, I quit my full-time job. It just didn't make sense for me to work there anymore. This company was paying me such good money. 8 months in, we had our first $8,000 month. 10 months in, we had our first $10,000 month. Exactly a year from that month, we got our six-figure ring on our 23rd month. And you know, now as a stay-at-home father of three kids, that's my favorite part of this business is the fact that I get to be a dad. I get to work hard and make a killing and make an incredible income that day, or, you know, work for an hour or two, get a lot done in that hour or two, make more in that hour or two than I made full-time job, and then go take the kids to the pool on a Wednesday afternoon. I mean, those options to me, more than the money, is definitely my favorite part about this opportunity. You know, so that's my story. But I really the message that you know, I guess I'll share with people today is really just that my story all really came from, you know, a couple things. It came from, you know, having a good support system that I believed in, and you all have that too. With this Monday night call, you're connected to the Moore family, you know, legends in this company. We have no excuse to say that our support team is not there for us, because quite honestly, guys, my support team never did one briefing or PBR in my living room. They never did anything like that. But you know what they did do? They ran a training that happened and a briefing that happened every week in my marketplace. They had a monthly Super Saturday. Every month I could drive, 30 minutes down the road. Sometimes, people would drive, 5 hours to get to their Super Saturday. But once a month there was an event happening that I could plug into and I could learn more. And every week there was a call that I could plug into. So you have the support. And I would imagine even if the person who brought you in this business is not somebody who is having a lot of success, or they're just breaking records left and right, or they're even comfortable answering questions and being a third-party expert, I'd be willing to bet when you're part of the More Success family, you can just keep swimming upstream and find somebody who is an executive director on, in your upline that would be happy to answer questions for your prospects. They would be happy to show you, how to structure your day around your kids and your full-time job. And and if you're serious about, putting action to, what you want, you've got the support here. And I felt like I had that too. I didn't have somebody coming to my house and babysitting me hand in hand, but I had events and a system I could plug into. And that's all we really need. One thing I think will help is, looking at the 10 core commitments and just deciding whether you're going to be core or not. For me, I know that you can make an extra few hundred dollars a month, maybe even an extra few hundred dollars a week and not be core. But I at least in my experiences, I've never found somebody who has built an organization, built a team, who did it without first being a core associate who looked at those 10 core commitments and followed all 10 of them. And second, because you attract what you are, not what you want, started attracting other core associates. There's other aspects of our business that you can go and do if you have some specialties and some sales skills and some of that kind of stuff, but I didn't have any of that. I needed just the very simple system, and that was the 10 core commitments. But with the 10 core commitments, that was really the foundation, of what, helped me be successful. And I would say the other thing that was a much bigger factor was the fact that, I suppose one of the 10 core commitments teaches you to read 10 pages of a good book every day, and to listen to 20 to 30 minutes of a good training audio every day. And so I think that core commitment is what really helped me take the 10 core commitments and do them long enough with a good enough attitude, that it had a chance to really lift off. So if you start your notes with what we want to do to create, if we're trying to build an organization, build a team, and to recruit a large organization that can pay you whether you're working or not, that's really the only position that I can speak from, because I didn't do it through selling to companies. I didn't do it selling to businesses. I had made $68,000 my first year in Legal Shield before I ever attended business school, before I ever attended group school. I mean, I wasn't proud of that. I didn't tell people. I had never been to group school in my first year. My second year, I never did one group, not one, and we made six figures. So there's a lot of aspects of this company that, there's a lot of money I left on the table for sure. But my point being is we can build this business with no experience in that professional background, and I think for me, that's exciting, because that other arena, it terrified me, and thank God it doesn't anymore, because there's a lot of, there's a lot of opportunity in those arenas. But it was the core commitments that carried me through with the right attitude. And maybe just a couple things that I think are, we can call them pitfalls in the company, pitfalls of our attitude. There's a few things that I think can really drive somebody right out of this business, right out of success. I mean, these things can turn your business into a revolving door. You could recruit one person a day, and that person would quit by tomorrow or next week or next month, and you'd never have any growth, even if you're doing the 10 core commitments. Hopefully, if you're doing the 10 core commitments long enough, it would adjust some of these things. But just to go right head on some things that I saw challenges in myself in my early days in the business, and certainly some challenges I've seen in other associates that I've tried to help see the light. I've tried to help see, how they could maybe have more success and why they weren't achieving the amounts of success that they wanted, was these pitfalls of attitude. and I've just got just about five or six of them that I'll mention here. Number one, and not in any particular order, I'm not saying this is the worst one or the whatever, but, you know, number one, so one of them is, you know, the complaining attitude. You know, the person who doesn't focus on the learning experience, they only focus on how negative, you know, something felt, or how, you know, nobody's interested, or nobody, you know, will buy the membership, or, you know, whatever they're complaining about, they're just complaining. And that attitude of just complaining rather than looking in the lessons, you know, I've run into some associates who have a failure in their day on a certain aspect, and they just accept it as a learning experience, and they have a good attitude about it. And I've had other associates who just have that complaining nature in them. And unfortunately, when what you focus on grows. And if you had 9 positive things that happened in your day and 1 negative thing, and the only thing you ever talk about, you know, to anybody and at the event after the event and to your downline and to your upline and to your friends and your family is the one negative thing that happened that day, those other 9 people are going to be repelled from you. They're going to run from you. Because if you had, you know, positive things happening, those things are going to be starting to repel and move away. So, you know, let's get into a spirit of just a positive attitude. You know, and the opposite of somebody who is optimistic is somebody who's pessimistic. So the attitude of being you're pessimistic about everything, and you know how the company just isn't doing the right thing, or the attorney, you know, should have handled it this way, and you know, looking at the, again, 90% of things can be right, but we're focusing on that 10%. The attitude of doubt and disbelief. I can tell you the phrase 1 ounce of doubt and you're out, there is not a company or a business, I believe, in this world where that is more true than in Legal Shield. If you have that ounce of doubt, you might still be here a year from now, which it might be unlikely. You might be here 5 years from now, but that doubt that creeps in your mind that you allow to creep in, you know, doubt on the service, doubt on the opportunity, doubt on, you know, the company, doubt on your leaders, doubt on yourself. I mean, there's a lot of different ways that this attitude of doubt can creep in and destroy your business. But an ounce of doubt and you are out. We need to focus on the nearly 500 people that have passed 6 figures a year that are reaching incredible incomes, not the guy who had a lot of success that quit last month. You know, if you ever tried out for a football team or a baseball team or any type of sports, athletic, or dance, or whatever team you aspired to make it on, I doubt that you would go to the person who just got cut, or the people that are riding the bench that are, you know, never playing. I doubt you would go to them as your heroes and ask for their advice. You know, because they're going to feed you with doubt, and they're going to feed you with you know, philosophies that are not winning philosophies. You know, not the people who aren't, you know, the stars of the game all have bad philosophies, but if they're getting cut from the team, well, you know, why would that be the person I aspire to listen to and take advice from and to share in their doubt or disbelief? But, you know, rather focus on those people that are having the success that we want, you know, so that doubt, don't doubt yourself. Just know that we believe in you. There's somebody who had a harder, you know, more kids than you had when they were trying to build this business, more, you know, 2-year-olds running around. There's somebody in this business that, you know, had more financial, you know, troubles than you had when you're trying to build this business. I know Craig Heppner, you know, was, you know, didn't have a bank account. He was, you know, tens of thousands of dollars in debt. You know, he didn't have a car, you know, when he was building this business. Imagine that, you know, and here he is, you know, $250,000 ring earner, $400,000 years that he's had being able to travel the world, you know. So, you know, focus on the people who have your answers. Believe in yourself, because there's people who have done it here. It's just they believe they can do it, and that sometimes is the only difference between the somebody who had it harder than you did that made it, between, you know, your story and why you're having, you know, success or the lack of success is really just the doubt that you allow to creep in from time to time. If you hear Mr. Ken Moore, you're never going to hear any of these kind of attitudes. You're going to hear the exact opposite. This gentleman is one of the most positive people you'll ever meet. The roller coaster rider attitude, the guy that's like up, you know, when he markets a membership, the world is, you know, he's just on top of the world. But then they go a little weak drought, and, you know, they haven't marketed a membership, and the whole world's about to crumble. You know, don't be a roller coaster rider. You know, understand this business is a process. You know, if we keep that positive attitude and we keep on filling our pipeline, we're going to have those successes. You know, and that's really the information that I wanted to share. There's also an entitlement attitude we don't want to have. We want to be servants in this company and accept whatever leadership comes our way and support whatever leaders get called and never be, you know, having that entitlement attitude. There's two P's in this company. There's politics and there's production. And production's the only one that makes any of us any money. Guys, I hope there's something part of my story. I hope there's some part of, you know, those attitude pitfalls that maybe you've recognized in yourself. I know I certainly am still working on, you know, just about all those areas, but, you know, except for the belief. The one that I just believe that this company is the best opportunity that there has ever been. I believe in the product. I believe in our leadership, and I just believe that anybody out there can have the success that they want. Anybody out there can have the time freedom that they want and share their incredible story with the rest of us. If you just have that belief and you plug into the system and become a core associate with a good attitude, guys, that's all it takes. This business is so simple. I just love how simple it is, and it's such an honor to be on the call. Mr. Moore, thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate it, and just let me know if there's anything else, anything we could ever do you know, for you guys. I'll go ahead and turn the time back over to you.
I'm going to let Randy speak, but I tell you what, that is one of the best jobs. It's a fantastic job. You're certainly a good team player. You're certainly a good trooper, and you're certainly what we need, and it's all about in prepaid legal and Legal Shield. Randy, go ahead.
Ryan, if you've got just a minute, I'm going to go out to one of our
sure.
Millionaire Club members out in the state of Arizona, Mr. Alex Gardner, and see if he has a question or a comment for you. Alex, are you on?
Hey, Randy, it's Linda.
Oh, Linda,
Alex,
I'm sorry.
Alex just texted me and said that he's in a real noisy area, so
okay.
I can be a substitute if you'd like.
Absolutely. Go right ahead, Linda.
Ryan, that was amazing. What a fantastic training. I was taking notes again, but it was fantastic. I hope that every single person that's on tonight really got what you were saying, because, honestly, it's the core essence of what we do. And I was just like you. I was a student, completely scared of the process, you know, got into graduate school, played, absolutely was despondent over what was going to happen if I ever graduated from that, because I knew that I'd never fit into that corporate world. So out of the – just talk a little bit – you talked a lot about the core – and,
mm-hmm.
and obviously the psychology, just zero in on, you know, just a little bit, because I know this completely changed my world, just a little bit more on listening to the tapes or reading the books, what that's done for you as a person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, for me, and if it's okay, let me admit a little advantage that I have, and I hope some people in hearing this, they won't be discouraged. I hope you have the right attitude about hearing this. I had an advantage that I certainly don't talk about all the time, and I believe it made maybe all the difference for me. I had a job where I worked the night shift, and at the night shift, my job was to, you know, do any intakes with the kids and to make sure everybody's safe and to do little reports if I had, you know, a child come into the psych unit that was having some challenges. I'd, you know, just make some reports for the psychiatrist and things and their behavior. But when they went to sleep, my job was just to sit outside in the hallway and walk around every 15 minutes, make sure they were safe. And so I'd do my rounds, and every time I'd finish my rounds, I'd come back and sit down at my laptop, and I had my little earpiece in one ear so I could hear the hall in the other ear, but I had my earpiece in one ear. And I would listen. I would browse around in my back office, and I would just click a convention training. And I just remember being a new associate playing around with my back office, listening to some of that stuff, and I just remember thinking, man, what an awesome company. You know, wow, that residual income can pay you for the rest of your life. Or you know, whoa, what our membership. I didn't realize it does that. And so every night at work I listen to at least an hour or 2 hours. So, you know, there's my admitting that I know not everybody has that situation where they can listen to an hour or 2 hours at work. That being said, if you could fit in an hour or 2 hours of listening to some of our information now from the CDs that they send us in our packets and from you know, CDs that are out there. I love the Chris Hughes 10 Core Commitments. Oh my gosh, get those on your phone. You know, he sent out free downloads you could download on your MP3. But it was just that listening and then reading the 10 pages of a good book. They told me to read How to Win Friends and Influence People. I read it, and I couldn't believe that I liked the book that I hated the title so much. It was such a good book. I couldn't believe I liked it. I remember reading, you know, Think and Grow Rich for the first time, and I remember, you know, now I just finished Brian Crothers' Building an Empire. Oh, my gosh, what an amazing resource we have there of somebody in Legal Shield who shows you how to make seven figures a year, like a blueprint of it. I mean, the resources we have, they're out there. We just got to follow our commitment and find which one to start tackling, because, again, it all boils down to belief. It's not necessarily that I said something different, but as the cumulative effect of listening to those trainings and listening to those audios and reading those pages, my belief started coming through my language. My belief started coming through my energy, and that made all of the difference for me.
Randy? Linda?
Can you hear me okay now?
Oh, I'm sorry. I said, Ryan, I said, you know what? Don't apologize for God giving you an extra couple of hours a night to change your life. I think there's a reason for that. And I really think if everybody just sort of tried, they could put a little, I listen to mine in the morning. I've got a player in my bathroom, and, you know, you can fit in that time. So thank you so much. What an amazing training, and everybody on the call, I strongly recommend that you have everyone on your team listen to this call once it's up.
Amen to that.
All right. Linda, thank you very much. Mr. Burns, you're an impressive young man. You know, you've got a great leadership role there in the state of Utah. We're very, very proud that you're on your team, and I know you're well on your way to your $250,000 ring. We're real impressed with you tonight.
Hey, thanks so much, Mr. Moore. And guys, numbers have doubled out here in Utah. I mean, just from the excitement of things that are happening, I'm excited. We've got, you know, the excitement behind what's happening at convention. I would not let your weeks, you know, just trickle by without doing everything you can to get people in the convention. Numbers are up all over the nation for people who know what's about to go down in July. So I hope everybody will grab your convention tickets, book your airlines, you know, carpools, whatever you got to do. Thanks again, guys, so much. I appreciate the time.
Well, we're paying a lot of attention to the job you're doing out there in Utah. You're doing a great job, and we appreciate it very much. Mr. Moore, I'll turn it back over to you.
Well, Randy, what a great, great call. And I would voice strongly for people to go to Super Saturdays, to go to the weekly meetings, and be sure and don't miss a convention. That is absolutely a necessity to go to the convention. Saying all that, it's time for a call to end, but what a great, wonderful call. Of course, we'll be back on next week. Just God first, family second, Legal Shield third. Thank you, everyone. God bless you, and good night.
Good night, everyone.